This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
GoDaddy.com. Man up and get your $4.95 by entering code MMA Nuts.
Defense Soap. Offense wins matches. Defense keeps you on the mat. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 146.
146.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is MMA Show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Running Man.
You're doing the Running Man?
Running Man. Robot.
Excellent film. Excellent film.
What's happening? Nice.
Didn't you say they were remaking that?
Which one?
It's like you keep reclining. It's a new thing for Matt.
It's so nice. To hang you should out try it sometime because then I don't rock as much.
I want everyone to
doesn't
see
make
my
me sleepy.
Dirty socks.
You can't see them.
Oh, you can't.
I make sure they're out of shot.
Nice.
Gently edge it out or in.
Yeah. So what's going on, man? What's the word?
The bird.
The bird is the word.
You damn right.
Burr, burr, burr. Oh, there's the YouTube flag
shows. Oh man, no monetization. You can't get your $2 this month. Sorry, Ingo.
Sorry, my $2 is gone.
What else has happened? You got some news for us?
Well, you know, I don't know. Before we start talking MMA, I don't know if people know out there that Vice, Shane Smith from Vice.
Miami
now,
Vice. No, Don Johnson.
The
Cubs.
Website, Vice.com, Vice.tv, is it? Vice.tv. They have now have a show agreement with HBO, and Bill Maher, I guess, is executive producing this. So you may or may not like him. He's kind of out there.
I don't know.
Quite funny. But anyways, it started this week, and I just watched the first one. It was really interesting, really sad at the same time. The two topics they covered was the Philippine elections and how it's a gun culture in the Philippines. And
Nice. It's
very common for when you run for office that a lot of people get killed constantly.
Oh, fuck.
So,
it's not nice then.
No. Apparently, the current mayor of the Philippines or governor or whatever, in his last election, there was huge massacres happening. And now he's driving through convoys, and they show them him signing his papers to officially run for office again. Mm-hmm. And he's got a 50 car convoy with bulletproof glass because there's going to be slaughtering in the streets, and it's kind of crazy. They got these kids making guns in the back, but that's not even the worst part. Yeah. The worst thing was they go to Afghanistan and they talk to the Taliban about right now the big thing is they're using children to bomb people. And what was the most sad part about for the whole thing is basically they're picking on these kids that are not educated. And they're telling these kids that you strap the bomb to you and this is a special bomb. It only goes this direction.
Oh, Jesus.
You will not blow up and injure yourself if you push that button, right? And it's so sad because they keep catching these kids doing this shit. And it's like they're preying on these children, basically. I mean, how can a sensible person even do that?
Well, where are the parents? Where are the parents of these children?
It's a country out. It's fucked up, but I don't know. Hats off to Shane Smith because I think he went in there and was basically like, "You're not going to kidnap me, right?" And they're like, "No, we not kidnap you." And he's like taking a leap of faith. Talk about crazy. But I urge you to check it out. I don't know what's on the docket for next week, but this week's show was really good. It's on HBO. You can stream it off if you have iPad or whatever. Really cool. Really sad at the same time. And what are you gonna do?
Way to start the show out on a downer. You have something to turn it around.
Something to turn it
around. Turn that frown upside down.
Well, I'll say this: Invicta put on a pretty good show this week. I thought the women did pretty handily. Is that
They sure did.
Yeah. Is it all exciting women's card? What was your takeaway from that?
Flying arm bars, good.
Rose Namajunas. It was 12 seconds or something ridiculous.
Go by the cage and
you think Pat Barry taught her that?
Of course.
Probably.
You see, he's going to pull that off in his next fight.
Flying armbar.
Yeah, Stefan Struve.
Okay.
Oh, I want to mention that, by the way. Did you see Stefan Struve?
Nope.
He's actually walking, talking. His mouth is not wired shut. He got the titanium put in there. Says he's going to start training in about a week.
What?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I thought this was
a 6-month
thing.
Did they peel back his face, face off?
He's not fucking human, man.
That's crazy.
I forgot that.
He's got a cracked jaw. That's insanity.
That was literally like 6 weeks, and he's ready to start training. I thought it was 6 months, and you're out. Yeah.
I don't know. Are they going to let him fight anytime soon? I don't think so, but maybe.
Probably.
Now he's got a titanium jaw.
He's going to be fighting
in
Sweden.
He goes from not being able to be knocked out to not being able to be knocked out.
Yeah. Well, that's how I pose. I was like, oh, fuck, you get that titanium put in. Does that actually make your chin stronger? Can you take a better punch at that point?
Somebody could hurt themselves hitting you in the face with a titanium jaw.
I don't know. I guess they said it's a thin strip. It's not solid chunk.
Okay.
Like, doc, just make it all. Make me unknockoutable.
Yes, there you go.
So, anyway, back to the Invicta.
Cyborg fought on this card, right?
Did you see her? Did she look a little thinner?
I saw her at the weigh-in thing. She looked pretty big.
But
how was her
like,
performance? I didn't see the fight. How was
she looked a little lean.
Okay.
Not as, like, jacked.
I think she's going to try to make 135. I think that woman has a point to prove now. I think it's in her best interest to try to get down to that weight and come back to the UFC.
I think the UFC is protecting Ronda Rousey.
You think so?
Yeah. I think they just pushed her out.
Maybe. Well, but...
Go.
I don't know. Does she fight like a woman or does she fight like a man?
She's willing to fight Fallon Fox for whatever that's worth.
Oh, she'll destroy that Fallon Fox. That's not transgender or not. It's just the level that woman is on is not the same as Cyborg or Rousey. I think Rousey destroys Fallon Fox too. Now, like a mid-level woman fighter, maybe she has a good chance, but, you know, the armbar will still come and the knockout will still come. But I think they make that fight, man. Cyborg versus Rousey.
It'll be huge, but I think they're going to try to delay it for as long as they can because...
They got
to
build it.
I think Rousey's going to get destroyed. I mean, she's been winning by armbar, but you look at her last two fights, like, she almost got submitted in both of those and then was able to come back and then win, but, you know, against someone like Cyborg, you're not going to have... What, are you going to take her down and armbar her? I don't think she's going to get that chance.
You could, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Judo's a hell of a fucking thing.
You got to close that distance. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck on the Cyborg.
Yes. Yeah.
So, big fan of the Cyborg.
Heim Hotel, Invictus building. I read an interesting thing online that says their pay-per-view of their online stream, they made less than 50 grand on that thing.
Well, they only charged like 10 bucks, so.
I know, but that's not a lot of buys, man. That's a small number of buys.
I can't do math and go, $10, how much? 50?
50 grand.
5,000?
Yeah. Less. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying it's nothing. 5,000 in this day and age? Hell. I mean, 5,000 is not a lot. Is it a lot?
Well, how many people actually paid and how, like, fuckers, you should have bought it if you.
Yeah, if you're watching, if you're streaming that shit
for
10
bucks.
Come on.
It was like the first UFC.
Yeah.
$9.95. I may have streamed it.
Well, don't you think it makes sense, though, for the UFC to maybe buy this up and use it as a way to build women's?
I bet you that's a done deal, but they'll put it out of business. Anytime they buy something, shut it down.
They need more television airspace for Fuel or Fox Sports, whatever it's turning into.
It'll turn into, like, UFC Lite or something.
This will be perfect
UFC
for that.
UFC Women.
Yeah.
Like, they'll do something.
Yeah. UFC Taint?
Whatever it is. I'm down with the Taint.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Sounds like a good fighter nickname. The Taint. It's coming for you.
And then this week we also had Bellator. Did you watch that?
No, I have to catch up on that. Okay. I didn't see that one.
It was pretty good. One point I will make is that, unfortunately, the Heat is no longer the Heat. I think Carl Parisian.
Oh, I did. I take it back. That's the only fight I did watch.
Ah, it's sad,
he
man.
Was, did he not look a little bit chubby?
More than a little bit chubby. Not himself. I don't know what's going on with him. He didn't really use his judo in that fight. I don't know if Rick Hahn, you know, just
well, wasn't it judo versus judo in that one?
I guess, but Caro was like the fucking man in judo. He's like the guy who put judo on the map in MMA. What? Where is the judo?
Yeah, didn't they fight way early in his career too?
Yeah. So, unfortunately, it just can't get a break, man. Caro, I don't know. It's hard to watch. I'm a big fan. I know he's a little crazy, but, you know, I really want to see him succeed. But Rick Hahn, you know, made a night of it, and unfortunately. Do you want me to tell you what happened in the main event?
Yeah. Okay. I know what happened. Well, I didn't get a chance. The DVR is so fucking full because this week was so much MMA.
It's crammed with stuff.
Fuck.
I have to eat my words here. You know, I didn't think, you know, Curran was going to have a chance here against Jemalema Ding Dong, as you call him.
Shambhalaya.
But unfortunately, he choked his ass unconscious. And what can I say? I mean, I don't know. Hats off to the Illinois boy. He's looking pretty solid at this weight division and making a case. I don't know. He's pretty tough. Pretty tough guy. Looked real good. Choked him out. And, you know, what can you say? Congrats.
Go Team Curran.
Go Team. Yeah, maybe we should have him on the show. He's local. Be a good one to have on.
We should go out there.
Yeah, why not?
Where's that, Crystal Lake-ish?
Yes, not too far. Not too close either. But isn't that where they filmed the Jason movies or something, Crystal Lake? Isn't that where they were from? Friday the 13th?
Sure.
I thought that was true. Maybe I'm wrong. I
don't know. Either there or... Lake Titicaca!
Maybe.
Titicaca! I need to be for my bungalow.
Hey.
I am going to you! Or something.
All good. What else?
Yeah, should we get into the next one? There are only like 8 million things to...
What else did you watch this week?
Probably this one.
Oh, shit.
But that guy wasn't quite there.
Well,
I didn't
actually watch this whole thing. I only watched part of the main event via like some weird online method. I have no fuel. So in between jerking off, I was like, I check out the Fuel TV.
It was a side screen.
Yeah, and then back to my...
one eye on porn, one eye on MMA.
That's how we do it every day. That would be crazy, combining the two. That'd be too weird.
They did that, remember? Porn. You hear, like, the Joe Rogan podcast. He said they had the two porn actors have an MMA fight, and then the winner would get the fucked a chick.
No. I did not hear that.
That is the most ridiculous thing ever. Because, yeah, people got hurt.
Yeah, I would guess so. But the chicken would have to be pretty hot. I mean,
it's not worth it. It's just not. Fuck, some broad, like, go beat the shit out of
someone. You have a pretty hefty prize, like, I don't know, like Michelle Obama or something.
Whoa. That is blasphemous.
I'm just saying. You know, it's got to be interesting. Not to say that I would want to do that. I'm just saying. You know?
Can you say that? Is that legal?
I don't know. Fuck if I know. I just did.
Fuck me for president!
You know what's scary?
What?
We might have a Bush-Clinton fucking, like, some kind of weird shit happening in 2016. I'm really worried about the next election.
It's,
never mind what we're fuckery we're in at this point.
Rand Paul.
Huh?
Rand Paul.
He has no chance. Even, they won't even let him debate. It's never going to happen. He can't even arrive to the party. They kick him out when he tries to come in the door. Like, yeah, you don't belong here. This is only for a two-party debate. There's no other parties to debate anything.
It doesn't matter which one of those fucking jerk-offs wins, because it's the same thing.
Hillary Clinton?
Democrat, Republican, it's all run it into the ground. Does that matter?
Yes, this is true.
So, where were we going? Oh, UFC on 9. Cool.
Yeah, what was your take on this card? I didn't really watch it.
Well, let's get some scores, and then I'll give you a couple questions to pose to you. So,
yes.
I was 10-3 on this one. You were 9-4, and the Magic 8-Ball was also 9-4.
Do you want to know the bonuses?
Let me go overalls first, and then give me the bonus. I was 58-35 overall. Ingo is 49-44. He's over 500 now.
Woohoo!
And the Magic 8-Ball is 60-33, still picking at a 64.5%.
Correct.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Fight of the night, Brad Pickett and Mike Easton, 60,000. Knockout of the night, Conor McGregor. Definitely, you know, that guy's life turned upside down after that. And then submission of the night, Reza Madadi. So, I don't know. I thought the knockout, the Mitrione knockout was pretty exciting. So was the Ross Pearson one. I don't know.
Here's a question for you. Yeah. Why is Sweden afraid of the gash?
Yeah, the cut.
Three reasons why, or three questions. One, Gustafsson's cut, where he gets cut and he heals, and people say he's like the goddamn Wolverine, because earlier in the week that thing was open and split, and then by the end of the week it was shut, and now the UFC may or may not come back to Sweden. That was one. Two, they pulled the Misha Tate, Kat Zagano fight off of this card because it was originally on this card. And then third, and probably the most irritating thing ever, why wouldn't they show the ass shot of the ring card girl as she was walking back to her seat, which you always expect to see? You always see it on Ariane. You always see it on Brittany. And whoever this new woman was, you're expecting it. As soon as she made the turn to go back to her chair, cut back to the fight. Don't show it. No ass. No ass.
No, Sweden, is a more conservative culture, sir.
What a bunch of bullshit.
They like to just lay low and be respectful and, you know.
Fuck that. Skin to win, Ingo. You can't change the consistency of the broadcast, and they did it right then and there.
I think they had to. It you know, this is going to happen as you see things happen. You know, these cards come up in other countries. You're going to have weird shit go on. So, I don't know. You had three questions?
That was the three.
That was the three?
Just being afraid of the gash. Well, don't fear it.
You know, I think that cut's deceptive because when it's bleeding, it looked pretty bad, and then it didn't look bad, you know, the Gustafsson cut. And from what my understanding is, if it's open and they do a really good job of sewing it, it could heal pretty fast if they do a good job sewing it together. Doesn't mean it's healed underneath, though. It could be a surface heal is pretty. So if he gets popped once, it could blow right open again. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not him.
Well, I think Rashad Evans was calling him out, too, and saying if he had a fucking cut, it was only like two or three stitches to keep it shut. Why'd you even open your mouth? You would have just fought anyway. Because yeah. And in perfect example of like having an injury and going in a fight is, okay, well, let's look at the Ross Pearson fight, because allegedly he broke his foot in warm-up while he was kicking the pads, and then he goes out and fights, and I think it's the second fight.
Yep.
I'm just going to skip right past this, and we'll come back. And here's another issue I have with the broadcast is Kenny Florian, you're killing me with this. You're telling me one guy is confusing the other guy.
Yes.
He's like, a fucking Couture is confusing Pearson with his striking. Then all of a sudden, Pearson knocks him the fuck out with a bunch of left hooks, almost like Paul Daly style. Walk, 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 left hook,
he
left
went
hook,
like
left
fucking
hook.
Top shelf on his ass. He saw his opening, was like, I'm there.
But he wasn't confused. And he said the same thing like the guy Musasi's fighting. He's like, he's confusing Musasi with his movement or whatever. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Later on in a fight, you're saying he's landing every single jab. How is he confusing him? There's no confusion. They're just taking their time. Get your shit together, man.
Yeah.
You're throwing me off.
Well, I think they're feeling the heat. I think
Carl Parisian heat or like icy.
No,
hot.
I think like Florian
jalapenos
and Anik on this card again, right?
So no, this is Goldberg and Florian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the commentary. So I think Florian has to be feeling the heat after all the negative. Goldberg, really?
Yeah.
That's weird. How was that?
Same. It's like you get half of a good broadcast. Sorry. It's just Florian is not doing it for me.
I like Kenny Florian, but in a broadcast sense, I feel like he needs to be with partner with someone else. I don't know.
I can't say anything else. I got nothing good to say. He was a decent fighter. He's just not my style of commentator.
Right.
Sorry.
I'm with you.
Sorry. So what else do I want to go with?
Excuse me.
You want to talk about the Mitrione fight? I can go back.
Well, I didn't see it, but I just looked at the stats.
He ran into...
It lasted all of 20 seconds or what?
Let's see if I can guess right. Something's happening.
Yeah, it's good.
Fucking AM. I'm on the game.
This thing
I'm
went 19
point.
Seconds, apparently.
Well, you like ran into Mitrione's hip and then fucking went down. Then Mitrione gets on the side and just like... So Stryker does win this one.
Nice.
Stryker versus Grappler. We think we both picked Stryker.
Yes, we did. And I picked Musasi, and I would assume you would have picked him as well in the main event, right?
Yeah, I changed it because when we have a guy on short notice who is like a training partner of Gustafsson, like, what do you expect, even though Gustafsson's in the picture?
This is the only fight I actually watched, and I have to say, is there any... Okay. I feel like Musasi could be in the middle of like a nuclear zombie war breakout where like a bunch of transgender women are walking around trying to fuck everybody, and he would still be like, "So, how's it going?"
No, he's got that stoic Fedor.
Trying to fuck me? No. Okay. he's like this guy just bling bling bling. It felt like it was like a jab clinic and jabbing.
Well, you gotta give him credit because look at this. Here's a guy. Who is the main event.
He looks relaxed. Look at his picture.
Damn right. He is the main event. What is it, about 5 days notice? Someone falls out, and then he gets an unknown who, about the complete opposite of a fucking fighter.
Strong wrestler.
Like a strong wrestler, like big motherfucker, stocky, compared to Gustafsson, who's this tall, lanky guy.
Yep.
So polar opposites of who you're going to fight. So it's not like a John Jones situation where... You go, oh my God, I can't fucking... Musasi's a fighter. that proves right there. And
yes, sir.
Kudos to him for taking the fight. And then kudos to the other guy for also making a fight on short notice, because it's like, Jesus Christ. Do you want to take a fight on 5 days' notice against Musasi?
No, not me.
I guess if I'm not in the UFC, I probably do. But
yeah,
if I'm in the UFC, no.
Yeah.
So I'll go for some silence now. Silence, good.
Should we get into the thing we want to really talk about here?
What? The S and us?
No. The UFC on Fox 7.
Go,
happening on April 20th.
Holy shit.
In San Jose, California. Henderson versus Melendez. This is basically a Strikeforce versus UFC meltdown.
Supercard.
Yes. Of epic proportions.
Eyes wide open.
Hardy was supposed to be on this card, unfortunately.
Wolfheart.
He's got the Wolfheart.
Teen Wolf.
And Guida also pulled out of this card due to injury.
Oh, no!
So, should we talk about the first fight?
Go ahead. All right, we got Nate.
The Stockton Strangler.
Diaz, he's 16-8 versus Josh.
Superpunk.
Thompson, he's 19-5. Diaz, 19% of his wins by KO, 69% by submission. Thompson, 21% of his wins by KO, 47% by submission. Should I go first on this?
Please.
I was baiting. I was like, should I just throw it over to him?
I don't know.
It's all good. So both guys are coming off title shot losses.
Yes, sir.
The Cesar Gracie camp has not been that successful of late. When you look at both the Diaz brothers losing and Nick, you know, a couple in there. And Jake Shielding, you know.
Correct.
Thompson's coming off that split decision loss to Melendez, where some could argue that Thompson actually won that fight.
I thought it was pretty damn close. I think maybe he might have won. I don't know. I have to go back and review the tape again, but at the time, I think he may have won.
Yeah. I'll say this, too. Like, when you look at Thompson, he's been off for, it's almost 11 months now, because he had the Strikeforce, like, cancel a card or whatnot. Yep. I go back to Nate and go, fuck, man, here's a guy, he's really good, but you have a guy that could take him down and put him on his back, and that's where he struggles.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't see cardio being this big play, especially in a three-round fight for both these guys. It should be just a fucking wash.
Yep.
Guy who dictates the fight, to me, seems like the guy who's going to win. I mean, it could be a close fight, probably a decision. I got to go with Thompson in this one.
Nice.
Thompson with the decision. What say you?
Well, I feel like Nate, you know, he's in his home area here. It's close to home. He's probably...
Josh Thompson's probably fought there about 9 times.
Yes. So, I kind of think like, the takedown is an issue, but Nate has a serious jiu-jitsu background. You know, he's just like his brother. He can submit a fool if he wants to anytime.
Yeah, but...
And, I don't know. I feel like Nate might come out and draw, you know, Thompson into his game of...
Maybe Nate should just shoot the takedown.
No.
Shoot the takedown.
I think he'd box him up a little bit and get a little crazy.
He should work some Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. Yeah, there you go.
He does throw more kicks than like his brother, though.
Like your boy, the cowboy. I feel like he's going to get Thompson in his world here in this fight.
Oh, my goodness.
That's always bad because... When a guy's come out to wrestle Nate, he usually does poorly. But when guys get in, try to fuck around with him and strike and do all this weird shit, Nate usually gets the better end of him. I'm going to go ahead and say Nate finishes this thing via TKO, second round.
Blast.
Ground and pound, baby.
Cesar Gracie jiu-jitsu.
Didn't he Clay Guida? Isn't that who he fucking ground and pound? No, not, his name? The Takanori Gomi, remember? Blasted him against the cage. Am I thinking wrong here?
I don't know. He submitted him by armbar.
Takanori Gomi?
Yes.
Nate Diaz?
Yes.
Wasn't he beating his ass against the cage?
It sounds right, Ingo.
Sounds about right.
And you can just throw anybody in there.
I don't
know. How about Donald Cerrone?
I can't remember.
Okay. Donald Cerrone.
Sure.
He beat the shit out of him by the cage.
Yes, he did. The cowboy.
He submitted Jim Miller.
Yes.
Let's go to the fucking 8-ball. I'm very fired up for the next fight. Maybe.
I'm excited.
Magic 8-ball is going to take the first fighter, which would be Nate Diaz. Feel it? You feeling it?
No.
Me neither. I'm gonna take a drink before this.
I'm feeling it for this next fight, though. I'm quite excited for this. This has been a long time coming. We almost have.
I'm like a slide or two off. It's okay.
Right.
So we have mirrors all over the walls and ceiling.
Yes. And
keep track of the action.
Nice.
All right, we got Frank. Mirrors. He's 16-6 versus Daniel.
DC.
Cormier, he's 11-0. Mirror, 19% of his wins by KO, 56% by submission. Cormier, 45% of his wins by KO, 72% by submission. Or 27% by submission. Mm. I'm trying to go over 100%.
Nice.
To see who's paying attention at home.
Okay.
What do you see going on here?
Oh, this is a classic wrestler versus grappler matchup. Depending
so
on
that
which...
means Cormier wins every day of the week. Twice on Sunday.
I have no doubt in my mind that Cormier can put Mirror on his back anytime he wants to. He's obviously got the Olympic background in wrestling. The thing is does he really want to do that? I believe that Frank Mir is one of the greatest submission artists in MMA history, given his track record of fucking breaking limbs and doing all kinds of crazy shit.
He broke shoulders, he broke arms.
You have to be thinking about that. If you're a guy coming in at the heavyweight division fighting this guy, no matter whether you think he can pull a submission off or not, if he gets close, you got to wonder, is he going to break my shit? So that in itself, I think, is a major factor in this fight.
Don't fear the Reaper, Ingo. Don't fear the Reaper.
Fear Frank Mir, though, because he
is the best striker in the heavyweight division, according to himself.
This is the problem.
I think
Mir is, you just alluded to it. He's around here somewhere.
Damn it.
He is a guy who is hyper-intelligent to a fault, almost.
He's on this season The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
Is he cerebrally influencing the fights?
He could be. He's very smart, and I think sometimes that works in his.
He's too smart for his own
good. But now that he's with Greg Jackson, I feel like maybe he has a guru, an ambassador of Kwan, as they say. That's kind of like directing his every movement. And I feel like maybe this is a new Frank Mir we see in this fight, given like this Zen aura of Greg Jackson kind of going around. And I'm going to predict that Mir will get taken down, but I'm also going to say that Mir is going to be able to pull up the submission here. I say this fight lasts no more than 3 minutes, 30 seconds. Frank Mir via armbar. You heard it here first, folks. What do you say?
Is he going to break his arm?
No. Cormier is going to tap very quickly.
He'll never play the piano again?
No, he's going to tap quick.
Is he going to, what's that, ward him? Where he's going to compound fracture his arm?
Nasty. Snap at the
other. That dude was up and walking, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, Kevin Ware from Louisville. Yep.
Thank you.
Up and walking this week. I'm in the zone right now. I remember everything.
Awesome.
But not really.
Awesome. So, again, who can dictate where the fight goes? Cormier can.
True.
So, if he wants to stand, he'll stand. If he wants to take it down, he'll take it down. Mir was calling out Cormier.
What if he wants to bang?
Bro, he wants to bang it out.
Okay.
Mir was calling out Cormier for his lack of finishing ability.
Okay.
So, Cormier, in response, said, all right, bitch. He may not have said bitch. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But he said, listen, I'm going to put the worst beating on Frank Mir. I'm not going to finish him, but I'm just going to beat him for 15 minutes until I break his will
to
fight. maybe beat him and then beat him off and then stick a Tabasco bottle up his ass.
Nice.
That's how we roll.
With the top on or off?
Off, Bass Rutten style.
And then jerk it around, get that hot sauce up in there.
Now you're talking
Burn
crazy.
That shit off.
I don't know about that. But with Cormier training at AKA with Cain Velasquez, and Cain saying that, you know, these guys fight him and Cormier like at least 3 times a week. And Cormier is one of the toughest motherfuckers he's fought, if not the toughest. So that's a pretty healthy statement from a guy who's a fucking champion, right?
Sure.
So here's another question. Does this fight look similar to Lesnar versus Mir Part 2? Where you had someone just take him down and then just rain hell on him.
No. Brock Lesnar's... Dude, Cormier is tiny. Isn't he like 230?
No, he's a shit brick house. He's 5'10", 240. Mir is 6'2",
No way does Mir weigh 240. He was like 265 for his last fight.
Okay, so Mir's 265.
That's a whole different weight class.
But it doesn't matter.
The guy's
Cormier
gigantic.
Doesn't give a shit.
Brock Lesnar fucked him up forever.
How does it work out for Mir? He's like helter skelter with the win loss,
like
win loss,
helter skelter.
And when he talks shit, he tends to lose.
Yes, he does.
Because he talks shit on Lesnar. He talks shit on Dos Santos.
Yes.
Now he's talking shit on Cormier. So the track record doesn't work out well when you piss people off.
This
so
is true.
I don't think Francisco is going to win this one. So
no,
I am going to take Mr. Cormier with a brutal decision win.
Nice.
I think it might be all decisions this card.
Could be.
And if I say that, it means there's going to be brutal knockouts finishes everywhere. First round. Probably fastest knockouts in UFC history.
They are heavyweights after all. Anything can happen.
True that. I probably should tell you what the Magic 8-Ball is going to take. I just jinxed it. I'll look good for Frank Mir. Magic 8-Ball. Are we moving right along?
Moving right along.
Is this some sponsor action?
Sponsors! We have DefenseSoap.com.
True that.
Where you can use code MMANUTS and get 15% off all orders.
I want fireworks. Can you make fireworks go off?
Maybe.
Oh, I'll tell myself. You can make fireworks go off right now.
Like a,
that'd be awesome.
Seriously, DefenseSoap rocks. And one thing I'd like to mention is they have now partnered up with ATH Nutrition. I think
it's not the ATF.
No.
Well, that's a crazy H. I don't know how I like that.
Yeah. ATHSportsNutrition.com. Check it out.
Gluten-free?
Supposed to be, yes.
Can I see the package, please?
Sure. They are apparently giving away a free one of these with every order at Defense Soap while supplies last. They were kind enough to send me some of the stuff, and I've tried a couple of them already. The chocolate tastes like chocolate milk. It is delicious, let me tell you. I don't know how much nutrition is in this stuff. According to the label, there's
a lot.
There's a lot of
nutrition. There's a lot of nutrition.
But I don't give a shit because after my workout,
carbohydrates, Batman.
There's a lot of carbs. There is a lot of carbs. I would like
there's
to talk to them
sugar.
About that. I'd like to have the carbs toned down.
There's a lot of sugar and
but
a lot of carbs.
I will tell you this. The chocolate tastes like chocolate milk.
Is this a post? What is this?
It's a post-workout nutrition.
Okay, recovery.
So check them out. ATH. What's the website? It's at the bottom. I lost it. ATHSportsNutrition.com.
I need glasses at this point. ATHSportsNutrition.com.
Yes.
Not gluten-free.
Not, well.
It is, but it isn't.
It is what
it's
it is.
Shared
check them out.
On wheat.
Also, we are sponsored by GoDaddy.com, where we have a bunch of deals happening. Use code 295NUTS to get 295 domain registration or transfers. MMANUTS to get 495 domain registrations. And go 35 off 8. This is the best deal out there. 35% off your entire order. You spend $1,000, you're saving $350. You spend $100, you're saving $35.
And
you
guess what?
$10, you save $3.50.
This is the last month for
it's
that
the last
one.
Month, April. Go there or be square. Because GoDaddy fucking rocks. I know you crazy fools are trying to...
They rock. They don't suck.
They have
cock.
Web hosting. They have domain hosting.
TikTok.
They have online storage. They got email. They got fucking...
Danica they got bitches.
Danica Patrick.
They got bitches.
Yeah.
That's what it's
you
all
know,
about.
Some of the coolest commercials in the history of like weird the commercials.
History.
Like, titties everywhere.
That's right.
Go there.
Big titties for daddy.
Yes. We love big titties. Big titties.
Hey, dear wives, what's the show? No. It's all good.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's all about rats.
I was going to say something. I stopped myself. Thank
good
God.
Good for you.
Thank God.
Are we in? Oh, shit. There's one more fight.
We're in the money.
Sorry, should we just skip the next fight?
No.
Maybe.
Can I go first on this one?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right, we got Ben.
Smooth.
Henderson. He's 18 of her. Fur. 18-2. Problem is, I've been watching that UConn men. I gotta go on a tangent and I'll go back into this. I've been watching that fucking UConn men show.
Where they go out hunting?
Yeah, and they're always talking about going out and getting some fur. And I'm always like, God damn,
like
these guys
fur?
Are on a hunt
like
for some cunt.
Titty fur?
You know, like I always vision like different things. Like they're hunting for some box.
Nice.
But that's just me because they're always talking about getting the fur.
Girl fur? Fur balls?
Yeah.
Furminators?
So let me try again. All right, we got Ben
Smooth
Henderson. He's 18-2 versus Gilbert
El Nino.
Ooh, that's terrifying. Melendez, he is 21-2. Henderson, 11% of his wins by KO, 44% by submission. Melendez, 52% of his wins by KO, 5% by submission. What is it going on here?
All right.
What?
I know these guys train hard, and I have much respect. But the problem is I have spent the entire week trying to figure out a way that I think Gilbert Melendez can win this fight. And unfortunately, I have not been able to put my finger on that. Yes?
Unification!
Of the match.
Of the titles!
I think that's... It feels to me like I'm a big Melendez fan. I think he's very tough. He's
Why?
Got great wrestling.
Because he's named after a hurricane?
Well,
here
I mean,
I
he's
am.
Cool. But I mean, no, he's a tough dude. He's got great wrestling. He's fast. Good, decent striker, you know, uses his ground and pound a lot. But unfortunately, Ben Henderson is light years ahead of a lot of guys at the 155-pound division.
Did you ever see the thighs on that man?
Ben Henderson? They talk about it every fight.
He could be a linebacker, Ego.
He could. I just feel like unless Henderson has an off night, unfortunately, Melendez is walking into the wrong arena at the wrong time against the wrong guy. Henderson is much better. Yeah, a much better striker. He's been in the UFC forever, had the top competition. Melendez has been in Strikeforce, but I just don't see. I'm going to go ahead and say I'll give Melendez the toughness. Henderson wins by decision. I think it's going to go five rounds. Yeah.
I think that's a safe bet because, I want to say at least last five fights from Henderson probably went the decision. Yeah. I could be wrong. I don't care about the chicken facts.
Is he going to have the toothpick?
In or out. It'll be in one of his orifices.
Okay.
For sure. And probably, he's got the Jesus wings on his back.
He does.
And he fights for Jesus, so he can't lose.
I fight for Jesus too, man.
So fucking Gilbert's got everything going against him. Jesus beats a hurricane, right?
Yes.
Unless the hurricane's name is Ditka.
Ditka.
Because he can't win.
Different. And he can't win.
That's right. Ditka can't beat him. But the other thing I want to mention about Henderson is that he has been really working on his ground game and entering a lot of jiu-jitsu tournaments and a lot of these.
Just at the Pan Ams.
Yeah, you have, and he finished like third, right?
Yep.
For brown belt. Both of these guys are brown belts, by the way. But you don't see a lot of the guys, I think him and maybe Anthony Pettis, and there's probably just a handful
Trains
of guys.
Trains in the gi, baby.
Can be good or bad. But the point is that you don't see a lot of these guys that are professional fighters in fucking jiu-jitsu tournaments when they should be, because you should
be fucked
competing.
Up. Imagine yourself as a brown belt. A fucking Ben Henderson is your opponent in a local tournament in jiu-jitsu. Talk about
how awesome is
how
that?
How does he not come in first on sheer intimidation alone? That's the crazy part.
And cool hair. And cool,
yeah, so cool. I mean, that's awesome that you mentioned that, because it's like the guy has no like pride or whatever. He's just trying to compete and stay active.
And he's not the best, but he's working to be the best. Right. And I appreciate that. And you can counter that and say, well, look at Melendez, because he's training with Shields and both of the Diaz brothers. So, I mean, so for like
jiu-jitsu,
I mean, I still give the edge to war? Henderson.
Are they going to have a jiu-jitsu battle?
What do you think the most likely outcome is? Wrestling negates is probably going to be a stand-up war.
Yeah. Oh, I think it'll hit the ground. I'd like to see it hit the ground.
Will probably get knocked down at some point, either Henderson or Melendez. It could
those
go either way.
Tough.
But they're like fucking
crazy.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, I think the difference maker, the two, is Melendez's first fight in the UFC and Ben Henderson's athleticism.
Yeah.
And that usually carries him along a long
way. And experience, overall, and just...
And fighting tougher opponents.
Yes.
Because the UFC has the toughest opponents in the world. Dana White tells me this.
That's true.
And usually it is somewhat true to an extent.
Yes.
To an extent. Because there's... see quite a few of these guys that come in and other organizations and
don't do as well
as they have been doing.
Yes.
What is it? Big fish in a small pond or small fish in a big pond?
There's always a bigger fish.
Something like that. So I'm going to take Henderson with a decision win.
A-Ball says?
Sometimes you got to shake it like me and it. Ben Henderson.
Nice. Uh-oh.
I don't know if that's good. Or bad. The curse doesn't always work. All right. You ready for some Ask the Nuts?
Yes.
We have some epic music like slamming in. I feel like we should hear the music, though. I might get more pumped up. We need the audio to pump out.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. Like, if we had Hector here full time, he could be pumping audio in and out. It could be like more of a live production. Right now, the production is more like a post-production.
Yeah.
So... which is good in that we can fix things and post and make things kind of nice and smooth, which is also bad because it's quite calm in here.
I want more action. Okay. I think we need more action.
Well, we can
figure
that out.
We need a juggler over there all times. A sword swallower.
But a live show has a lot of pressure along with it.
Why?
In the sense that if things are fucked up when it gets recorded, then it's now always that way.
It'll work out.
Okay.
I use the Jedi mind trick all the time. All
right, fair enough.
You ever do that? Go, I'll work out. To do that work.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
It's all good. All right. Matthew Sumbumpo asks, if Chael Sonnen beats John Jones, Would you guys want to see Silva versus Sonnen 3 for the light heavyweight belt, considering Silva beats Weidman 2 and Chael beating Jones, like he said?
No.
Fair enough. Steve-O Franchise Grimes. Will Bellator MMA take over the UFC one day due to Dana's theory of bringing in the best and letting go of the fighters that were the foundation?
No chance.
Good answer. Moving right along. Justin Dr. Brown Carter. And do you think Ryan Couture should have gone to Bellator instead of the UFC because they basically threw his ass to the wolves? I bet he gets cut. What do you want to put money on that?
No, I don't know. I mean, we both said it in here. That's just, Pearson is, dude, the guy's no joke. I mean, it's like, fuck.
Beat him with a broken foot.
I know. The guy's tough as shit. He's been around the block and fought some of the best guys at 155. I mean, nah, it's, if they cut him, it's a damn shame. But
well, I think it would be better for him because then his dad could be in his corner, especially if it's at Bellator when they're doing that little Bellator thing with like him and who is it, Frank Shamrock and whoever else. There's two other guys doing that Bellator thing, reality TV.
Oh yeah, Randy Couture and Jimmy Smith and I don't know who else is involved in that whole project. When's that starting? Soon, right?
Yeah, there's so much MMA going on. Can't keep track.
I love it.
Oh, Justin, Dr. Von Carter asked, which one of the commentators do you think needs to quit altogether? I have no idea.
It rhymes with
Kenny Florian.
DeLorean. And...
Oh, I like that. DeLorean.
Yeah.
It's all good. Kyle Gibbs, should Cyborg female give up on the female bantamweight division and focus now on Jose Aldo and the featherweights?
It's weird because I thought about this before and I'm like, dude, what would happen? Like,
she would destroy a lot of the
featherweights. You think so? Maybe not Jose Aldo.
That'd be a good fight. I'd like to watch that.
But dude, would a dude?
I'd actually put my money on Cyborg.
I would too. The odds would be crazy. I think Aldo would destroy her. But
I don't know, man.
Man versus woman, it's hard to say. Man versus. Man.
She seems like a big
scary
woman. All right. Where am I at? Carrie T. Wingo. Should Muxlow been in there with Cyborg, considering Muxlow's record and experience? Muxlow is very tough and assured and will take any fight. I chatted with her after the fights, and she never complained once. Yes, she should be in there because you're at least getting exposed, and I've at least heard your name, and... Fuck, and she took a fight on short notice because whoever the other woman was that was supposed to fight Cyborg dropped out. And sometimes you got to step up, and you're gonna get your ass kicked. But I'd rather you step up and get your ass kicked than not step up at all.
Yes.
So take it while you can. Here we go. Gregory LaFountain, you're Gregory this week. I'm not calling you Greg. Do you agree with Chael saying that Uriah Hall is already a contender?
No!
At a title shot at middleweight.
No, I think it's great TV, but we talked about this already.
Ground game.
I want to see this guy fight somebody who's well-rounded, who's been around the block, who is not afraid of him coming in the cage. Because I think right now... No, I think this dude has all these guys fucking scared, man. When he walks... Look at... They're watching him blow people up on live TV. It's like... I don't think a seasoned UFC veteran is going to have this kind of problem. Chris Lieben is one that comes to mind. He may knock Lieben out, but okay. You think Lieben goes in scared against Uriah Hall?
No. He's going to be scared of him.
Of course, but I think these guys genuinely are. Do you think really that this guy he fought this week was ready
for... No one's scared of him. Why would you be scared of another fighter? I don't give a... If I was a fighter and I see a guy knocking other fools out, is that going to make me scared? No. I know I have to go in there and beat the shit out of someone.
No, but I think mentally that is a... Scared is a bad word. I think it's in the back of your mind that you could be the next highlight reel. So therefore,
I think you worry
about that, you know?
I see your point.
I think a seasoned UFC guy who's been around the block doesn't give a shit, you know? Let's see him get in there against, like, Damian Maia. See what happens. I know Maya's now fighting in the lower weight class, but I'm just saying, you know, a guy with a good ground game, what happens? Let's see him fight Chael Sonnen. You think Sonnen's going to put up with his bullshit? No.
As Dana White would say, stay black.
There you go. What do you say? He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, he's like, I ain't got no choice.
One of the coolest moments in television in a long time. Love it.
Yep. And Ryan Smith asks, do you like the matchup between Ross Pearson and Cowboy? Here we go. Cowboy Cerrone. Any chance my new page, Shell Shock MMA, can get a shout out on your show?
I believe it just did.
Done and done.
What is Shell Shock MMA? Have you checked it out?
It's his new thing.
Okay.
Got a Facebook page. Go check it out.
ShellShockMMA.com.
Starting a radio show.
I don't know. Well, it's pretty cool, I guess. Ross Pearson versus Cowboy Cerrone. Is that official?
I don't know. I'm not up on all my MMA. Bless you. Holy shit. I think that was the first sneeze ever.
Gesundheit. Tight.
In 3 years on the show.
I couldn't control it. I tried to.
Awesome. We're making new shit happen every week. This week, the first sneeze ever.
All right.
Sorry. The 1 week, I spilled a beer all over my laptop. Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Sean Marshall asks, do you think the UFC should reschedule the Musasi versus Gustafsson fight? And are you guys buying... Okay, answer the first one.
Yes, why not?
I agree.
I was excited for it.
And then are we buying into the hype of Conor McGregor? I'll say no, because while his striking did look good and he did get the KO, he was very offensive and not defensive in the way he was striking because his hands were quite low. So if he fights another striker that is at his level or higher, it looks like he's going to get knocked out. Plus, his ground game remains to be seen because that fight never hit the ground. So,
the ground game.
But go Ireland. Go Ireland. I'm looking for the next question. Pausing awkwardly. Michael Gallagher, will we ever see... I can't read today. Latifi fight again. Do Musasi beat that dude into a premature retirement?
Well, he didn't.
That guy cut 27 pounds in 3 days.
He had no chance in this fight.
No.
I mean.
He didn't apologize for his performance.
No.
No, he did.
He did?
Yeah, in a post-fight press conference. Because he said he cut too much weight. And because they were, like, dogging him, why didn't you use your wrestling? Because he never went for a takedown once. He's like, dude, I fucking cut so much weight. I didn't have the energy in me to go for a grueling wrestling match, so I just kept it standing.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. But credit to him for taking the fight on short notice. So.
Yes, sir. I'm sure.
Andrew M. asks, when a card is free, do you care about big-name fighters being on it?
I don't know. Not really. I mean, I just want to see good matchups. I think if the competition level is fair, I think you're always going to get a pretty good fight. If one guy is stacked significantly against another, it might be pretty boring. Because, I mean, I don't know. Like, no, I don't care. Do you care?
I don't care. I just want good fights. Like, look at,
like,
sometimes when I watch Bellator, I may know, like, a guy on there. But fucking A, you'll have some cards where first round, knockout. Like, God damn, this is an awesome card. And I don't know any of the guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to see good matchups. You know, I don't know.
Or unfavorable matchups.
Or Matt wants to see lopsided.
Yeah, a little bit sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
Uh-oh. We got a post. Live post just happened.
Uh-oh.
Want me to read this?
If it's worthy.
Let's see. Go to your next question and I'll field this.
Go ahead and see. Because these are timed in order. I got two more to close out. Is it worthy of contention?
Okay.
Or ask the
nuts? I don't know. I'm just going to read it blind. Frankie Cigar.
Okay.
He says, you guys suck.
See, we're already
I listen to your show so much. That Saturday night when Akira Korsani called the Swedish crowd my third lung, my third arm, and my third leg, I immediately broke out in laughter thinking, he just called the crowd of Swedes his cock. Thanks, guys, for talking about cock so much that I immediately go there. Laugh my ass off. So, yes. You started out poorly, but you redeemed yourself.
You finished strong.
Nice.
So it's all about, hey, big black cock for the win. Yep. Hey, speaking of big black cocks, Andrew M. asks, why does Ingo deny his sexiness? Why do you deny
His sexiness or mine?
No. You deny Andrew M.'s sexiness.
Hey, man.
Don't be afraid of the
big
black
cock. I'm not a hater.
What if you just came up and put it on your shoulder? Are you going to deny it?
No. I might squeeze it.
You might milk it like a
Beat
cow?
Beat that fucker up.
Might use
Cut it.
I would club some Snip bitch it. With that. I'd grab it and knock a bitch out.
Yeah.
It'd be like, that's what I could use as a weapon. Like a big black
big
cock.
Black
that
cock.
Thing we always talk about. It, but goddamn.
Send us your address, fucker. We'll send you a black cock. Son of a bitch.
Oh, people keep saying, don't send it. I swear to Christ. I'm going to put this one on Christ. I'm going to send a big black cock to one of you fools. You white. One day. You white.
You white.
That's what happens.
We should have like a game. Throw your address in a pool and just see who gets the big black cock.
Mail it in.
Just mail us your address. And we'll randomly send up big black
I will buy the biggest, blackest, veiniest
29 inches.
Holy shit.
Sausage style.
Yeah. I'm going to have one special made. Did we do that?
I don't know.
Six feet of meat.
It's like a 30-pound package. What's this? He pulls it out. It's a big black cock.
Enjoy.
Yes.
You ever? Nah, never mind. We're not going to say that one. Brandon Weinstein says.
Oh, no.
He's going to close out the show.
All right.
What if a female fire. I can't fucking talk. God damn it.
Slurring his
what
words.
What if a female. Well, no, I can talk, but sometimes I'm reading ahead. I'm reading ahead, and then I can't articulate the way I need to. What if a female fighter, or let's say Kat Zagano, wins versus Tate and does the tough thing or whatever, but leading up to the fight with Rousey has a sex tape leak? Would that be something she'd be cut for, or would good old Uncle Dana be like, fuck it, these are real people, shit happens, I deal with crap like this all the time. That would help sell so many pay-per-views, I don't know. How would it be bad? But it reminds me of that ring card girl, who is it, Shandella or something, that had Naked Surface or something, and she was fired. What do you think?
Well, I think the ring card girl is a whole different story. I think the UFC doesn't make money on ring card girls. You can find a chick with tits and ass all day long. What you can't find is a chick with tits and ass fucking some dude online that can fight in the main event on your card. That's a whole different story.
Is that a problem or is it good?
It's a great question. I think it's awesome. Not that it would happen, but I think Dana would capitalize. You'd have to be crazy not to.
I think that's how he... Well, one, he would say, wasn't her.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. It was someone else. Yeah. Looked just like her. Yeah. But if you take it into the world of like celebrities, okay, and you look at like Paris Hilton did it first.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
What's her only Lindsay Lohan, fucking
everybody's career. Tommy Lee, Pamela Lee Anderson, all them fuckers fucking hammering it out. It's only good. Only good will come.
Sex sells.
It's true.
Yep. Great question.
We'll move right along. We'll close it out,
Brandon. Knowledge, I got nothing.
I got one. So I mean, we've been playing like the Call of Duty Black Ops 2 a lot, getting crazy with it. So I'm on there the other night, and I forgot to mute, like, everybody. In mid-game, like, we're getting our ass kicked. And I hear this voice shout out, guys, you're saved. I'm a legit quickscoper. And, like, this kid, he probably was, like, 11, and he was, like, so sincere and, like, just dialed it in. And I'm like, what a fucking dickhead, man. Has it come to this where... And like, quickscoping is the worst way you could kill someone in the game, man. It's just like, I look at the kill cam after I get killed, and it's like, Hoo-pah! I didn't even have a chance to get a shot off.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance to get a shot off. And it's just a sad state of society now when a kid thinks this is an acceptable way of playing a game. You're lucky I don't confiscate all your bullets and your magazines because you have more than 15 rounds in your clip, bitch.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I hate when people kill you that way. You see them, and then they, like, scope and boom, you're dead. Scope and boom, you're dead.
That ain't the way to play the game. Be a man. Use a real gun. Yeah, use a sniper rifle.
Use a pistol.
Yeah. Hey, if you want a bitch, you just run around with a knife
in
your mouth, pirate style, with a fucking patch on your eye, a parrot on your shoulder.
Thing. Pa-ka.
Yeah, and maybe a Tabasco bottle, just in case shit gets... Nah, not in your ass,
with the top
but
off.
Just ready. It's on standby.
Shove it up someone's ass.
I'm going to call in a Tabasco bottle, and it's going to... Pew, 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 these Tabasco bottles come raining down and fucking somehow mysteriously land in everybody's ass. Million to one
with
shot.
With the top off, though.
Yeah, million to one shot.
Now. Shaking around.
You ever get Tabasco in your eye? It's bad.
No.
You can go jablind. Hey, yo-ho-ho in a bottle of rum.
Cheers.
We should have a pirate episode. We should have a pirate on the show.
You want to talk like Yar, matey? Like the whole time?
Nah, that would get annoying real quick.
I feel
quick.
Like we should go to Vegas and do a live show and like in front of like that fucking thing that blows up. What is that, the Mirage? Is it the Mirage?
What?
I think it is. Mirage? No.
The
Treasure Island.
Do they have pirates?
They have at the Treasure Island.
They used to have that whole pirate thing.
It's still there, man. It blows up all day long.
Well, you would just go out there and blow up with it.
Right in there. Have the show right in the middle of that mess.
Done and done. All right, let's shut down. I got pissed.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name's Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith.
Got a piss too. See you guys next time.
Thanks for playing.